That was a great song to go with our story, because with Jesus, all is well in our soul. Can anybody tell me what bittersweet means? Anybody know bittersweet?
You can eat fruit.
Can fruit be bittersweet?
They are really sweet.
Huh? What about bitter? What about this? Grapefruit. Some things can be bittersweet, like the skin on the outside, the peel, and then the white skin on the inside is really bitter. But once you get past all that and get to the very center, it can be really sweet. Now, did you know that there are other things that can be bittersweet? Like things that we go through in life, and maybe sometimes we might have to pray bittersweet prayers. So today I'm going to tell you about two such prayers. The first one has to do, if you look up on the screen, with this little fella. This is Marcus, our Maine Coon mix, when he was a kitten. And he was just the coolest kitten and the funnest. He would actually play fetch with my husband. And as he grew into this handsome and beautiful boy. And on New Year's Day of this year, January 1st, I noticed about the middle of the day that Marcus was not doing so well. He was in a lot of pain, and he was walking funny, and I was sure that he had a urinary tract infection. And that's very dangerous for a cat. So we called the emergency line because the vet was closed, and the vet called us back and said, I want you to bring him in right away. And so we did, and sure enough, after the test, he had a urinary tract infection, but she was very happy and pleased because she said, we caught it early, and he'd have to stay at the vet for a few days and be flushed out. And once they flushed out his bladder, then he might have to be on a special diet, but we'd probably be able to take him back home. So we left him there, and the next day she called, and again, she was very pleased. He was doing very well. And the next day, again, he was doing so well, and she was so happy about that, as were we. She still needed to keep him, but she was going to go and take her 2 days off, and our regular vet was going to take over for her, and we were happy about that because he loves Marcus, and he would be in good hands. And so the next day, when our regular vet called about 7:30 in the morning, he was not pleased. He was very worried and very serious, and he said, I need to tell you that Marcus has taken a turn. Now, anytime a doctor or vet or nurse says, taken a turn, that's not a good sign. And he said, it means he wasn't doing very well. And the vet said, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know why he's not doing well. And he talked to me for a little bit, and he said, I will let you know. And I said, is Marcus going to make it? And he said, yeah, I'm not sure. I'll let you know. And so he got off the phone, and guess what I did? I prayed. And I prayed that God would give the vet wisdom and insight to know what was going on and how to help Marcus. But then came the bittersweet prayer that we never want to pray. The prayer that we don't like the answer of, but the prayer that we need to pray sometimes. And that was that if God knew that Marcus was not going to make it anyways, and he would be worse and be in pain and suffering, that God would just let him go to sleep quickly. And no more than 2 to 5 minutes after that prayer, the vet called back. And he said, I am so sorry to tell you that Marcus did not make it. He said, I tried to revive him, but I couldn't. And he hung up. Now, did my prayer get answered?
No.
Yes. Was it the answer I wanted? Not really. That's the bitterness of it, but what's the sweetness in it? That Marcus is not suffering. He's at peace. And the next picture is also some of the sweetness of it. Kind of an unexpected thing. I don't know if you can see what's in that box.
It's your kitty.
But right now, it's a bittersweet experience, and that's another story for another Sabbath. But I want to tell you, it is our kitty, but I want to tell you about another very bittersweet prayer. Oops, sorry. More bittersweet than my prayer. This is a picture. Now, this picture doesn't do justice to what Jesus went through, but this is Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And that night when Jesus prayed in the garden, he was very, very stressed. He was so stressed because he was beginning to feel the weight of all of our sins coming upon him. The guilt and the shame of what we should have to be going through was coming upon Jesus. And at one point when he was praying, he was actually grabbing onto the ground, like he was afraid he was going to be pulled farther away from our Heavenly Father. And he prayed. And as he got more stressed and more pressure, he began to sweat. Now, what happens when we sweat? What happens when you guys sweat? What color is it? What is it?
When the floor gets swept, it gets all clean.
It does. But what happens when you sweat? What color is it?
It's clear.
Yeah, it's clear because it's just water and salt, right? But when Jesus began to sweat, what was it?
Blood.
He was so stressed in his body and his mind and soul, he began to sweat blood. And you know, that's a real thing that can actually happen. It's very rare, but there is a medical condition where people can actually sweat blood if they're so stressed and in so much fear. And so Jesus began to pray his bittersweet prayer. Father, if there is any way that we don't have to do this, if there's another way for everyone to be saved, then take this away from me. But if this is the only way that they can be saved, then I want your will to be done and not mine. And as we know, was Jesus' prayer answered? Yeah. Was Jesus crucified?
Mm-hmm.
He was. That was the bitterness of all he went through, the shame and the guilt of our sins. But what's the sweetness of it? Anybody know?
The sweet summon is he is praying.
Praying. The sweetness is that because of what he did, we never have to be separated from our Heavenly Father ever again. We don't have to take that shame and guilt of our sins because Jesus has taken it all for us. And one day he will take us back and we will see our Heavenly Father face to face like we are talking, and we will be with him forever. So this morning I have a grapefruit for each one of you guys so that you will remember that sometimes in life things can be bitter, but if you will trust God and let his will be done and pray according to his will, then you will have sweetness that he will bring out of that for you. Okay, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much that you know everything. You know what's best for us and that we can trust you even when we don't understand, even when we don't see the way. So I ask a special blessing on these boys and girls, Father, that as they pray, their hearts will be in full trust of what you want for their lives, and that you will reveal to them the sweetness that you have in their lives as they grow. May they grow close to you every day. In Jesus' name, amen.